a new show opening tonight at the Underground here in Duluth, and we have director Melinda van der Veeren here with us in the studio to talk about the show, The Pursuit of Love. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I said to you just before we went on the air that I saw The Pursuit of Love, and I thought, I wonder if that's an adaptation of an old English novel. And then I read it, you know, thought about the novel, I thought, that would be kind of a boring show. And then I read the synopsis of what this show is about. I thought, no, there's no way.
No.
There's no way these two things. Not to say that The Pursuit of Love, I haven't actually read the book, but I'm sure it probably could be a lovely adaptation someplace. I think the BBC probably has touched upon it a few times. But this is not a BBC production, and it's not an English novel.
Tell me
about the nascence. How did this project come to be?
Well, approximately 4 years ago, I teach dance exercise classes, and then I branched out, and I was teaching a class geared towards women, and it was called Sassy and Sultry. So on a Friday night, some women would get together and bring their wine, and we would learn a couple of dance numbers. I would teach that. One was sassy, one was sultry. And then out of the blue, one of the gals' husbands asked me, would you ever be willing to do this in public? And I'm up for most anything. And so we kind of started there, and I wanted to have some sort of a theme. And as is with many things in the show, it was just something that kind of come to me. I thought, what about love?
Yeah.
Because love is part of every single person's life. So I thought of The Pursuit of Love, and I just went from there and literally scoured different songs and everything, anything to do with love. And then I kind of started picking the time period, and it's kind of the crooner time period, and there's a lot about love then. So it started small. Our original space we were going to be in all of a sudden closed down, so we had to do a last-minute show, and it was wonderful. The very first night of our show was a massive snowstorm and shut the city down. But
yes,
we still had 100 people attend.
Okay.
And then I kind of had it on my bucket list, and the Underground Theater is probably one of the best venues in town, and decided that before I leave the area, I wanted to be in the Underground. So,
yeah. Well, when you talk about the crooner era, I'm thinking that is kind of a sassy and sultry era. You know, for me, I think about this, it's sort of a coy sexiness, you know, sort of give and take, a little push and pull. And then I was also thinking now, too, you just mentioned the Underground. It's at the depot right next to the train station. And somehow mm-hmm. the trains in the mid-50s or the 40s, to me, just sort of seem to match really nicely.
It really does. It really does. And, you know, a number of our pieces are about that push and pull in love. It's really about every aspect of love, infatuation, desperation, finding true love. What I love about the show is you will find yourself laughing. You'll find yourself kind of going, woo, look at that. And we have a couple of numbers that are pretty intense. One of them has brought tears to my eyes every time I've watched it.
Mm.
So it's really, and that is what love is.
Okay.
Love is not easy.
No. Well, I could write a book, Casey. So the cast, is it made up of all the women who are in this class, or is it a different, has it kind of morphed over time as it developed the show itself?
Let me tell you, it's not about the women in the class. So it started there.
Uh-huh.
The first time around, it was a lot of people from my classes, but this time it was almost magical. Something would come up, and I would. In fact, let me give you an example. The person that one of our main people that sings, I am in the service industry, and I was waiting on him one day. So there were all these happenstance circumstances of people coming into this show, and not one single person is theater trained. So we worked incredibly hard, and it's almost like people had this inner show person, and as we were working on the show, and people are doing things they never saw themselves doing and blossoming, and the energy in that is amazing, and I'm incredibly proud and incredibly thankful that they have been willing to give up many, many, many hours. We have practiced in kitchens and banquet space and dance studios and everything else. You would not believe the work behind this show.
All right. So is it song and dance? Is it text as well? Are people speaking? Is it sort of like a cabaret, or is it more like a musical or a play?
So, the reason why I would encourage people to come see the show, this will be a different theater experience than you've ever had. Hmm. We have entertainment before our show. So the show is at 7 o'clock. However, from 6 to 7, we have a crooner, Ricky Lee Biggs. He's a local performer.
Yeah.
He's going to be singing in the lounge and kind of getting you in the mood for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And with the cabaret, there are all these different kind of skits. So I'm co-emceeing with another gal, Kim Licious. And so we'll have a little talk right before each number, kind of telling you what you're heading into.
Mm-hmm.
We have singing. We have dancing. Again, we have comedy. And unlike many plays, you usually go in intermission. You just kind of, you know, do what you do. We have entertainment at intermission. We have singing. We have dancing. Then we head into the afternoon. We even have entertainment as you're leaving.
All right. Okay. So I see you've mentioned in the synopsis on your website, music of Etta James, Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, and Christina Aguilera. That seems like a wild card. So one of these things is not like the other. And maybe she's a lot like Etta James or Peggy Lee, I don't know. But,
yeah.
You know, but from a different era anyway. So there's a broader spectrum from not just the 40s and 50s. But
yes and no. Christina Aguilera did a couple of numbers that went back to kind of embrace that.
Yep,
so that's what we're doing is taking two of her numbers and doing that. They're both sassy.
Mm-hmm. But how long does the show run?
Well, if you 6 o'clock is the start time, the actual show is probably 7 to 9. But I strongly encourage people to come and kick back and relax and listen to Ricky before they come in for the show.
All right, you mentioned that the beginning of this idea happened with a group of people gathered with wine. I'm assuming is there a little liquid courage, or is it for performance, or people have really been focused on this now? This is not. I just think about the fun that the people have, how they can really relax when they're at home having fun with friends like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably okay. But this has become a thing.
This is a thing. And, you know, I've talked to my cast and in looking at this experience, like, this is the first time they're doing this. Now what's next for them? I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's a story with every single person that's in the show.
Right.
What comes after this? So it's wonderful. And you spoke of wine. I bought 6 bottles the other day, and there might be some wine involved before we get on the stage. But
you had mentioned that it started with a group of women. Is it men and women in the cast both?
So we have a number of men in our show, including, talk about a UMD connection. I have 3 people on the show that are from UMD.
Okay.
We have a contract electrician, we have a PhD student, and we have somebody that works in the chancellor's office that is in our show. So really an interesting spectrum. So yes, we have men that are singing and dancing. We have a few geeks. We have a few smooth talkers. So just the whole spectrum.
There you go. It's a slice of life right
there.
It is
the slice of life.
All in the pursuit of love. This
yes.
is great. So it opens tonight, and it's tomorrow as well. Showtime's at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
at the Underground. Where can people go to find information about tickets, or can they just show up tonight at the door? What's the best way?
I'm glad you asked. So tonight, you can show up at the door. There's a fair amount of seats left. However, tomorrow night, if you're thinking about going tomorrow night, I would go online, duluthplayhouse.org, and buy your tickets. We're closing in on selling out tomorrow night.
Okay.
So, and tonight's the perfect night because the weather is not conducive to much else than sitting inside. And, again, you will be just amazed by this different theater experience, by the people, by the energy.
Melinda Van Deveren, she's the director of the show The Pursuit of Love at the Underground tonight and tomorrow night. Show at 7, but entertainment starts at 6 o'clock. So thanks so much. This is very interesting. I look forward to hearing more about it.
Thank you.